There is nothing wrong with your internet. Do not attempt to adjust your settings. We are controlling the podcast. We control the squealing and the screams. We can make your heart flutter, your eyes blur from tears, or sharpen your mind to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit back. We are in control of what you hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your setting. You are about to experience the awe and mystery known as the female mind. You are now entering the fangirl zone.
Welcome to Sci-Fi Talk on the Fangirl Zone, a podcast where we discuss shows on the Sci-Fi Channel. I'm Steve.
And I'm Sean Fangirl S, and today we'll be discussing episode 2 of season 3 of Resident Alien. It's getting weird.
That's nothing new for Resident Alien, that's for sure.
It really isn't. I don't know why I said it like it is something new.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we don't have any ratings for this episode yet.
That's odd. Maybe they are trying to compile everything from every place, because there's so many ways to watch it now.
Right.
It was funny, though, and a little disturbing at the same time.
Yeah.
So, shall we jump in with the recap of the episode?
Let's do it.
Episode 2, The Upper Hand. Darcy inserts herself into Harry's mission, while Kate grows more uncomfortable in her own home. So in-depth.
Yeah. So, we open with the flashback to 70 years ago. A young girl camps with her family in Yellowstone National Park. She holds a snow globe and a flashlight. Father urges her not to wander too far off. However, she stumbles upon a hot spring, where she sees a gray alien emerge. She screams, dropping the snow globe. Next, Max brings his new friends, Mari and Leo, to meet Harry. As the newly christened alien tracker, Mac wants to prove to his buddies that Harry is an alien. Harry answers the door. He boasts shaving cream spanning from his face to his chest. That's normal, maybe for Harry. Unfortunately, only Max can see Harry in his alien form. Mari and Leo cannot.
I don't know how I'm feeling about these kids so far.
Yeah, a little creepy.
So Harry asks where Sahara is, and Max responds that she moved away. He asks Harry to show Mari and Leo that he's an alien. Refusing to give Max the upper hand, Harry lies about being an extraterrestrial. Max whips out the alien tracker device. In his head, Harry admits that he's been looking for that for a week. Here, he feigns indifference. Leo and Mari decide to leave. And I love it. He's like, I won't have to worry. I'm sure he'll shock himself soon enough. And what do we hear?
Yeah.
Well, Max shocked himself. And then we see Leo and Mari dragging him back to the bike. What are you going to do with them, though, on the bikes? I mean, honestly,
yeah,
it's not like he can ride right this second, but it did make Harry and I think everybody else who was watching cackle a bit.
Yeah.
Then we have Harry running into Joseph, who almost fines Harry for littering, except Harry throws the ticket Joseph left him into his truck, opting for the old dumping my liquid coffee on the ground is not a crime. You know that one. Until he's like, dang it, now I need more coffee.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Darcy protests Asta going on another date with Joseph. But Asta insists she'll be fine. She's merely there to collect information for Harry. Harry asks Asta what kind of cake she prefers. And why are we asking this? Well, it turns out on his planet, they celebrate someone with their final meal before embarking on a suicide mission. What? This is not going to make Darcy feel any better about this whole thing.
No, not at all.
Asta's going to be fine, right? Right? Elsewhere, Judy visits Ben and Kate at their home. Oh my gosh, this whole thing. She's yes. Practically a real estate agent. Okay, so she's failed her test several times, but, you know, she's so close. So I'm going to vow to help you sell your house. You just need change, like, everything. How about a pizza oven over here? How about animal print? And as she's talking, I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yes.
Ben was hoping Kate would drop the let's sell the house. But apparently no. But, you know, she might be having second thoughts with having Judy help, at least.
Yes. Later, Liv updates Mike on the ongoing Peter Bach murder investigation. She plans to send the fingerprints they found in his van to the lab. Mike changes the subject, revealing why he's avoiding Detective Lena Torres, his lady. She loves to pay for everything. and now she's covering their expenses for a lavish vacation. Oh, wow, someone spoiling you? That sounds awful.
So horrible, Mike. Yeah. Oh, no.
Mike cannot seem to shake his traditional patriarchal views when it comes to dating. Then Mike.
That was hilarious, though.
Yeah.
With his whole, there is so many things wrong with that one son.
Yeah. Then Mike pops into Ben's office. Ben's looking at a pamphlet about installing a pool. Perhaps adding a pool will persuade Kate that they should stay in their home. Ben knows how expensive houses are. Mike abruptly swerves into foot territory by asking Ben to remove his sock, show off those piggies. Upon inspection of Ben's foot, Mike believes he has a future in foot modeling. He can make some serious cash. Well, it's more like satisfying the foot fetish community. Side note, Mike's lowering Ben's foot by the toe. It was kind of a squirmish moment. It's such a great acting choice, though.
I am not shaming anybody for doing anything like this. I think it's funny that they added it in.
Yeah.
If I could make money doing it, I'd totally do it. I don't know. I don't know how people do this and make money, but hey, to each their own.
Yeah.
I'm willing to sell pictures of my dog's toe beans so I can pay for my stuff. Like, you know, hey, if she can pay off my student loans with her little toe beans, I'd be down with it, but only paws, right? Let's do that.
Yeah.
But anyway. It'd be hilarious if somehow it, like, trickles into the show that, like, Mike's been doing it for years.
Yes.
I just want, because it was just so out of, like, left field. I'm like, I want something to, like, trickle in like that. I don't know. I'm weird. But anyway, let's get back to the date that's coming up, because we have Asta heading to the diner for her date with Joseph as Harry prepares to break into Joseph's house or apartment, whatever. However you want to look at it. But he gets an unexpected break-in buddy when Darcy climbs into his truck in an all-black ensemble. It's time for some Harry and Darcy shenanigans.
This ought to be good.
Oh, goodness. Could have been worse. Could have been Judy.
Yeah.
While outside Joseph's humble abode, Harry shows off his seemingly effortless way of scaling the side of the building. And Darcy's like, can you fly? And I'm like, would I be climbing if I could fly?
Yeah.
Come on, Darcy. But she's like, all right, well, here, grab the rope so I can climb up. And when she does, I'm laughing because it was such a goofy moment.
Yes.
When he's like, oh, no, I dropped it. She's like, you know what? I'm going to put posters up of you claiming that you're a dog kicker because you have a dog kicking face. And he's not too happy about that. No. But, okay, I guess he's going to help her because I don't have a dog kicking face. Meanwhile, at the police department, Liv finds a magnet from Robert Hutchinson's duffel bag, which I thought that was already connected. So that was connected to the other desk. Like, was there another one that connected that fell out? I was a little confused with that.
Yeah, that's the one that originally fell out and just was magnetized to the desk leg.
Okay. Because I was just thinking the way it fell or the way they showed it. That's why I was a little confused. But elsewhere, we have Ben modeling his foot for Mike as he snaps the photos. With a ring light and a pillow and everything.
Like, yeah.
Hey, you know what? Mike knows a little too much about this. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It might come out. But while the pictures are being snapped, Mike is venting about Lena. He wants a strong, independent woman who does everything that he says. What?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Mike. Well, good luck finding that dude. At one point, Mike notices a bump near the sole of Ben's foot. And Ben claims it's been there since childhood. But Mike urges him to get it checked out because that could derail his foot modeling career before it even starts. Oh, the horror! Next, we have Harry and Darcy exploring Joseph's apartment after he finally got her inside.
Yeah.
Bouncing her off. I'm surprised the neighbors didn't see her bouncing off the building.
Right.
So they're exploring and Darcy's going on and on about how she wanted that apartment and how nice it was and new appliances. And Harry spots a rather large box of pizza. Really? You're trying to be discreet. You're like, I just need some pizza.
Yeah.
Come on. And then suddenly he's like, I need some crushed red pepper. Why is it over in the living room? This is dumb. And Darcy thought the pizza was a trap, but not thinking anything of the pepper flakes being all the way over there. And Well, Darcy was right. So she and Harry are trapped in an alien electric cage, a reticulant photon neck maxes issues. What?
Well, Asta and Joseph discuss the common ground they share. RE, no mothers, when the latter gets an alert about Harry and Darcy being trapped in his home. Joseph drops the act. He knows that Asta knows who he is. Joseph orders Asta to tell him what Harry is up to. Asta claims ignorance. Why would Harry disclose anything so classified?
I mean, honestly, why?
Yeah. Besides, Joseph can't kill her per the alien charter. Then Joseph shows Asta the footage of Darcy in the reptilian photon net with Harry. Asta threatens to kill him if he hurts Darcy. Jay stops at the diner. She greets Asta, but the latter essentially scoots her away. Not taking offense, Jay tells Dan that she thinks Asta's in trouble.
I'm glad she picked that up. I got a little nervous.
Yeah, Dan orders Jay to go home. He'll take care of Joseph. Ah, I love Dan. Meanwhile, Lena pops into Mike's office. She decides to end things with him. He's too stuck in his ways and she won't change for anyone. Well, this was a heartbreaking scene. Reynolds is a pro at both comedy and drama. I'm hoping this will convince Mike to broaden his horizon.
I was a little heartbroken here because, you know, he's trying to play it off. But it's right. Like, oh, man, you were finally, like, happy for a little while.
Yep.
Then we get to see Kate and Ben at the house. And Kate tells Ben that she's changed her mind about wanting to sell the house, that she loves it. She plans to grow old in it. And Ben was so relieved. Kate shares that she doesn't feel like herself, though, like something's missing. Again, I thought we were going to have, like, a breakthrough in regards to the abduction.
Right.
Ben suggests that they take a trip during the long weekend. And I love it. They're both like, yes, I know exactly where to go. And Ben's like, Yellowstone. And she's like, I was going to say Paris. But right. Like, I feel like Paris would be more than a long weekend kind of trip.
Yes, it would be.
I mean, I've never been. I would want more than just a couple days. Because that's a long flight, especially yes. From Colorado.
Yes. You got to fly to Boston or somewhere on the East Coast and then fly up.
And speaking of all of this craziness happening, there's definitely some connected alien stuff. Why Yellowstone?
Yeah.
At Joseph's home, the feeling of failure overwhelms Harry, and he realizes he couldn't eradicate Earth. He also couldn't save it. And Darcy understands how he feels because she flubbed her shot at Olympic glory. And as they're kind of going back and forth and, well, wallowing in their grief there, Joseph shows Asta the video footage of a trapped Harry and Darcy in a reticulan photon net that's getting smaller and smaller and will continue to shrink, turning them into mush. So Asta agrees to tell Joseph everything she knows about Harry and his motive. And this is where I'm like, oh my God.
Yes.
That was so good. Just because the first sentence when she says it, and yeah. Then she realizes that Joseph knows nothing.
Right.
And she informs them that Harry's real name is Mork, and he's from Ork. He reports to a powerful alien named Orson. And I love he's just nodding. Yeah, yeah. Okay, Mork and Mindy. Here we go. We're going to get all of this information that was from a classic television show.
Yes.
Apparently, Joseph does not know about the sitcom, so he buys everything Asta's feeding him. And meanwhile, Darcy's giving Harry a pep talk that he's not a failure. Doesn't have a dog kicking face. They hug it out. I kind of want more Darcy Harry adventures, but at the same time, I kind of don't because, oh my gosh, the fighting.
Suddenly, Max, Mari, and Leo arrive. Darcy tries to persuade Max to unplug the reticular photon net. I love that advanced alien tech won't work unless it's plugged in.
Well, you know, they had to have an adapter too, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. Harry admits that Joseph is an alien and that Max is the alien tracker. This appeases the Max monster. Mari and Leo are impressed when Max unplugs Harry and Darcy's cage. Joseph notices Harry and Max flipping him off live on his cam. He orders Asta to get up and leave the diner with him. However, Dan obstructs her path, claiming that Asta isn't going anywhere. That's when Asta injects Joseph with something that kind of knocks him unconscious. Next, Liv finds Mike drinking alone at the pub. He reveals he and Lena decided to break things off. Well, not exactly. Liv also imparts some bummer news. The fingerprints came back inconclusive. They had nothing. Liv invites Mike over for dinner to soften the blow from his breakup, but Mike rejects the invitation.
Yeah, he didn't want turkey meatloaf.
No.
Later, Joseph wakes up in Harry's cabin. They engage in a battle of the wits in an imaginary fight, both envisioning how their fight would play out. And somehow we get a refrigerator repairman who also does windows and harbors an interest in photography in every scenario, but only film photography.
Yes.
Because it's so much crisper. Harry assesses his opponent. Joseph is a hybrid, meaning he's half gray, half human, which means he's half stupid. At least Harry's two halves are not stupid.
Okay. Yeah.
Keep telling yourself that, Harry.
All right. Joseph claims he knows the Greys' plan. However, Harry proves his enemy is clueless. The Greys don't care about a lackey like Joseph. Harry doesn't think the Greys will let him live. Irritated, Joseph storms out, but not before breaking Harry's favorite figurine and flipping him the bird. Well, Harry taught him something, I guess.
Yeah.
This scene was cracking me up because Bochka and Tudyk are just hilarious with their kind of back and forth.
Yes.
Especially when Harry's like, I hate your square face.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, my jawline. Fun fact, this is a mini Dollhouse reunion, which I did not realize because it was so long since I've seen Dollhouse.
Right.
The following morning, though, we get to see General McAllister calling Harry, asking for an update. Harry claims there's too much to disclose over the phone and hangs up. And McAllister's associate asks her why she didn't tell him about the Darling Project. And McAllister says he doesn't need to know. Then she listens to Peter Bach's podcast. I am starting to wonder if McAllister ended up picking up Joseph. And we don't know about that. But now I'm like, what's the Darling Project? Just something else for them to get us on the hook for right now.
Yep, absolutely. Then Mike wakes up in bed with Judy.
Who oh my God, Mike.
While sleeping. Yeah. Elsewhere, Ben visits Harry at the clinic. Ben urges Harry to examine the bump near the sole of his foot. Upon seeing it, Harry suggests hypnotizing Ben so he can treat it. Harry knows what it is. It's an implanted chip from when the Greys abducted Ben. So Harry hypnotizes Ben. He asks Ben to describe what happened the last time he was abducted. We see a gray alien dragging Ben by the foot on the ship. Ben sees a room full of children's shoes and the Yellowstone snow globe from the beginning of the episode.
That was freaking me out.
Yes, the alien abducted that poor little girl. Side note, Ben is terrific in this scene. Incredibly emotional and raw. After obtaining that info from Ben, Harry states Ben will wake up when he snaps his fingers in 3, 2, 1. Do you think we'll see Harry and the gang at Yellowstone next week? Will Mike try to win Lena back? What is the Darling Project? Only time and more episodes will tell. We would love to hear your thoughts on each and every episode this season. Our deadline for feedback is 6 p.m. Eastern every Friday during the season. You can send your feedback via email or audio to contact us at fangirlzone.com. Please review and rate us on iTunes and any other platform you use for your podcast. With good ratings and reviews, it helps other fans of the show find us, as there are plenty other Resident Alien podcasts out there. Please tell your friends, and we hope you're enjoying our podcast. And don't forget to check out the other great Fangirl Zone podcasts.
We have many, many podcasts. Go check them out. And then we have some that cover all sorts of shows within that universe, like our Marvelous Postbook podcast, our Mudhorn Clancast for everything Star Wars. Our Captain's Chair for all things Star Trek. I know a lot of people are like, oh, that's going to fight it out. But we have tons. Check them all out. You can find everything over at www.fangirlzone.com, where our contacts page is with all the ways to get a hold of us, all of our podcasts. We are having our website revamped, so hopefully everything will be fixed and easy to find. But otherwise, Google Fangirl Zone Podcast, and you will find us all over the place. So for this episode of Resident Alien on Sci-Fi Talk,
I'm Steve. Do you know what it's like to be constantly compared to that waddling sex doll?
And I'm Sean Fangirl S. And until next time.